Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio. Health, wellness, and fitness. 5 days a week.
Well, at the top of the hour, I talked about what's on your counter, cereals and fattening food that can actually show that women who had all that crap on their counter were 20 pounds heavier than people who kept healthy foods on their counters, whole wheat breads and grains and fruit, and in the refrigerator the same, things you can grab, things that are easy to get, but things that are healthy, and the more junky stuff you have around, the higher your weight gain is going to be. So I'd like to talk about breakfasts, because we know that children that don't eat breakfast are heavier than their counterparts that do. Children that do not eat a healthy breakfast are heavier than their counterparts that do. I know it sounds like it's wrong, but it's totally true, because then the kids get really hungry or really tired halfway through the morning, and when lunchtime comes, boy, they sure attack whatever it is that they can grab. Healthy breakfasts for kids are more important now than they ever were, as kids are getting so much thrown at them and they're involved in extracurricular activities and there's so much going on. So very quickly, here are some healthy breakfast options. Make sure that your kids have something. And if they are in a hurry and on the go, get them up 20 minutes earlier. It's just that simple. Get them out of bed and get them up 20 minutes earlier. If you have to prepare stuff the night before, oatmeal is a wonderful thing to prepare the night before. You can keep it in a jar in the refrigerator. A good Irish steel-cut oatmeal is wonderful in the refrigerator. Bring it out, microwave it for like 10 seconds. Throw some dried cherries, dried fruit, pumpkin seeds, chia seeds, nuts, anything you want. I like to add a little muesli too. That's a good filling breakfast with a nice bowl of fruit. Smoothies are quick and easy to make. You can't really make them the night before. It's one of those things. But you throw some yogurt, some frozen fruit. As fruit gets soft, kids don't like to eat it anyway. So just wash it up, put it in the freezer. Keep your bags of your own fresh frozen fruit. Throw that in the blender with some yogurt, little almond milk or regular milk. Chuck that in there, a half a banana. Don't forget the half a banana, because that gives them that potassium and the energy that they need for the rest of the day. Give them a smoothie, a bowl of fruit. And let's not forget nature's perfect food, the egg. Scramble it up. It only takes a couple of minutes. Have some hard boilers in the fridge that you can just peel and hand off to the kids. It's so important, because kids need that good, healthy breakfast. So that's your Friday information. Start it this Monday. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.